Welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever here on the Sideshow Network, the podcast where we tell you about our shit-tacular comic book collection. I'm Jen.
I'm Sean.
And happy 2016, everybody.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. This is our first episode of 2016. Mm-hmm. Sorry for last week. One of our dedicated followers. We had to take a week off. I was not feeling well, so I opted to not tape. Mm-hmm. So I thought that made sense. But
yeah, here we are again.
Yeah.
Bringing it.
Yeah, we're
starting the year off strong.
That's right.
Or something of that nature.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
Isn't that what we're supposed to do? Be like, yeah, we're starting it off strong or whatever.
Living our life.
Yeah, it's still sucking, just like it did last year. Yay.
Yeah, no, this is
still terrible.
Well, I hate when it starts, when you start the year off and you're sick, and this is the second year in a row that, like, I started it off when I was just under the weather and I needed some time off and I couldn't go right back into work and just, like, screaming like an idiot. Disappointed me.
Sorry, babe.
So.
Do you do a lot of screaming like an idiot at work?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my coworkers probably attest to that.
Oh, well, that's... I'm sure that makes you the most popular guy in the office.
I am popular. Anyways.
What are we doing here?
Well, to start off this week, we're doing our Marvel book. It is from 1996.
Oh, man.
It is Magneto number 2 from December 1996. And this is when Magneto was actually Joseph, and he was amnesiac.
Yeah, I was confused about this.
And here's the thing. I should have looked up more of this backstory, but I don't have the patience.
Yeah.
I mean, I do, but I don't really I'm just reading this because you bought this.
I did buy that specifically for the show, actually.
Right. So this is really not something that neither of us, because I'm not going to, because here's the thing, at least me personally, I don't really care much for the X-Men books.
No.
I never really have. I mean, I have, but I mean, I was an X-Men fan,
sure.
But I wasn't like some, I mean, and I may have had some of that, but once I got more into comics, you know, and after I started, you know, watching X-Men and, you know, when I was a kid, you know, a teenager,
oh,
whatever,
yeah, yeah.
I got more into like the other stuff
right.
for comic books, right. You know, more of like, you know, the other history of comics and stuff and just, you know, other characters and just had a fascination with that, you know, and it just really, you know, the X-Men stuff just kind of was like, oh, whatever. Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
So.
I mean, I liked it. I never got into the X-Men comics, but I do remember watching the show.
Yeah, the cartoon's great.
The cartoon's awesome. And I even remember I made my own X-Men. Like, I drew a picture of my very own X-Men.
Oh, yeah?
That was really exciting. Something to do with, like, music notes. I don't remember exactly.
Oh, you're the music person.
Yeah.
I think there's a music mutant.
I'm sure there must be.
Well, there was Dazzler.
Well, it's just like she can sing and like based on the note she hits, it does different things. Like the vibrations, like shatter glass or whatever.
It's like Banshee.
Yeah, kind of.
With like a sonic scream voice.
Yeah, but like not just one note.
Right.
Various.
Ah.
Yeah. But I was, you know, younger and stupid.
Gotcha.
Not like that changes anything now. I am still older and stupid.
Old and stupid.
Old and stupid, the Jen Stansfield story. Yeah, but I bought this because I was like, well, Magneto, I've always liked Magneto. I thought it was cool. And it was something different because it's just Magneto. It's not the X-Men. It's just him.
Yeah.
This is his book. So I was like, well, this might be different. And, you know, this was a mistake.
Well, not really a mistake for our
also,
show.
Okay, so...
Okay, what?
I was just going to say, so we opened the book, and there's just... Magneto's, like, 78, and he's, like, ripped to shit.
Oh, he's
insane.
Either that or he's just a gray fox, but he got, you know...
Silver fox?
Prematurely gray.
What is he, fucking Anderson Cooper?
Maybe. You know, maybe he's got that going on, because, you know, Magneto's always been, like, you know, him and, you know, Professor X have, you know, they're not... You know, they're not, at least in the movies, they portray them as being older.
But they're supposed to be older because...
Because they are older.
Right. And Magneto was supposed to be, like, in the Holocaust and stuff. But now as that gets further away, it makes it harder to keep him that old.
Right.
And believable and ripped.
Yeah, but of course, yeah, here he is, you know, looking like fucking Brock Lesnar.
Well, yeah, but not only that, but like the way that, not on the cover.
Right.
But like on the way that they drew him on this first splash page, like his muscles are so gigantic that they kind of look like boobs. Like, because like all these shadows, it's just like boob, boob, shadow, boob, boob. Like his six pack looks like boobs. It's like a cat.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a cat nursing her kittens.
Okay. Yeah, it's a pretty...
It's a bit much. It's weird. Anyway.
These are some pretty intense abes. So basically the premise is that he...
Oh, can we say what number?
Yeah, it's number 2 from December 1996.
Yeah.
The episode or the issue is called Atonement.
Yeah.
Which actually is ironic because James McAvoy was also in a movie called Atonement and he wanted to play Professor X.
Wait, you mean Magneto?
No.
No.
He was Professor X.
Yeah.
I know, actually it's a very far-fetched...
Yeah, that's a hard connection to make.
It's a hard connection to make, but the word atonement, that's all it makes me think of.
I just always forget James McAvoy's a person.
Yeah, he's Professor Rex.
Yeah, I know that. And I forget about that until I see him, then I'm like, oh yeah, you exist!
Yep.
And then I forget again. Anyway.
So,
yeah.
Okay, so basically, so Magneto, I'll just call him Magneto.
Yeah, that works.
He's in South Africa, or South America.
Yeah.
And he's with, basically what's going on is he's trying to convince the rest of the acolytes, who are his group of mutant flunkies and stuff,
yeah,
that he actually is Magneto, because at some point...
He like, quote, died.
Yeah.
Right? Like, he died, and so now he's back, and he, with the help of that guy, what is that guy's name?
Oh, God.
Dude.
Cortez.
Yeah. With his help, he's trying to convince everybody that he remembers being Magneto and that he really is Magneto, but he doesn't.
Yeah.
Right? That's the whole thing. So, he's having a sad over that.
Yeah, he's having a sad. He's hard. It's hard for him to really... do things what he's doing, you know, is correct, you know, and everything.
He's questioning the moral actions of himself before he died. Because this is what threw me off, because, like, again, I didn't read anything about this, so I was like, is he, like, in another body? Is he just, like, pretending to be Magneto? It's not really the real guy, but it's actually Magneto with
amnesia-ish
thing.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so he can't remember, but he's not really him, and he's not himself. And so basically Cortez is trying to coach, you know, Magneto to being Magneto.
Yeah.
So that he can basically fool the rest of the acolytes, and specifically Exodus, who's like the main acolyte.
Right.
So he's having a sad.
Yeah.
And then
the other guys come in.
The other acolytes come in, they're like, bro, what's up, you know?
You're hanging out with Cortez.
Yeah, don't hang out with Cortez. I don't know why you're here with him. You know, and then... what happens here? They throw him out the window.
Yeah, there's lots of fighting.
I was like, is that somebody's head?
I thought it was a mushroom.
I thought it was a mushroom, yeah. But it's his cape. It's his back.
Oh, I see.
And his cape.
It's kind of shitty looking, actually.
It's just the way that it's...
Yeah,
done.
So Magneto's like, stop fighting. He's like, I decide who lives or dies or whatever. Like, I'm Magneto, blah, blah, blah.
Hoo-ha, hoo-ha.
Why are you hanging out with Cortez? Like, he tried to kill you? And Magneto's like, oh, really? I don't remember that at all.
This is actually kind of a funny, like, drawing.
With his eyes all big?
Like, his eyes are all big, but, like, the rest of his... Because for some reason, Magneto's, like, has his face...
There's so much shadow.
Because, like, his helmet,
mm-hmm,
for some reason, is so far, like, in front of... like, the opening of it is so far in front of his face.
Yeah.
And it's so dark in there that you can't see anything.
You can't see anything. Except there's, like, one panel where all you can see is his eyes being like, whoa?
Like, you literally... Like anytime they show his face, like, he's got his helmet on, you cannot see his face.
No, it's just all shadows. It's a... I would say a poor artistic choice.
I mean, I guess it's supposed to be, like, you know, to create the mood and to create, you know, make the character seem more, menacing.
Sure.
Than in this case, in these particular situations, but it just really bothers me to look at it.
Right.
So basically,
Magneto is like, don't question me, I make decisions. Yeah. All of you go away.
Yeah, he's trying to play his part, and Cortez is like, he's like, well, he's doing all right, but,
Yeah, I don't know if we're going to be able to pull this off.
So I have a question.
Yeah.
What does he squish here?
I thought it was that bird. So there's a bird, and he starts talking to the bird.
But the bird looks like it's very far away. Like, it's because they're outside.
I know.
And they're talking.
I don't understand. He's, outside talking, and then all of a sudden he decides to squish a bird. Which, that's not nice.
Oh, that's Cortez doing this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cortez just, reaches out and, squishes a bird.
But this bird look like it's, far off in the distance?
It does. It looks like it's several yards away. But he somehow, I don't know, maybe he's got, an elastic arm. I don't know anything about this guy.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we're back in...
So as, Magneto's having a sad, talking to Cortez, squishing birds, we cut to... Is this a plane or something, I think?
Well, this is a Mr. It's a plane. It's like a war room of some sorts.
Yeah.
And there's basically what's going on. I think this is Bolivar Trask or Mr. Trask or somebody Trask.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if it's Trask. Peter Dinklage, from
right.
From Days of Future Past, right. But if it's I should have looked this up, but
yeah, we should have done research. Fuck it, let's keep going.
Anyway, so they're basically in this war room, and we're communicating with this giant monster robot smasher device, and they're like, hey, you need to go in and set this bomb to blow up Magneto because
they're like missiles.
Because Magneto, in addition to being, the X-Men's villain, he's also basically a terrorist.
Yeah.
He's a shitty dude. He's always been a shitty dude.
Yeah.
His mutant agenda has cost a lot of people their lives.
Yes.
Adults and everything that.
Yeah, he's shitty. He's a terrorist.
He's basically a terrorist.
Yeah.
And the government's like, well, we're gonna fuck him up.
Yeah.
And we have these missiles that are biogenetically,
they latch onto his biosignature. Yeah. So they're going to find him no matter where he is.
Right. And so that's what they're basically doing here.
So there's
this one guy who's got a personal vendetta against Magneto because he's like, you killed my brothers!
Of course.
So he's like, I'm gonna do it myself. Shove it up his ass. He killed all of his brothers. He killed
all the brothers. Guy had 19 brothers. He was a fucking Duggar. And now he has no.
He killed the Waltons.
And now he's got no brothers.
He killed the Brady Bunch.
Fuck you, Magneto. That's what happens.
Peter Brady's had enough.
Just smashed him with a big old shipping container. I'm assuming that's what happened.
Because they're all on merry-go-round and he blew up. They're all the fun. It was a family reunion and Magneto was like, kill!
Yeah.
And he was like, you live. And now this guy's like, I'm going to get you one day. And that's what happened.
Yeah.
Anyways.
So then, I don't know, talking to Magneto again, I don't think they talk about much here that does anything.
They're just basically questioning him.
Right. And so then we cut to, there's a mutant. Is this a planet?
Yeah. So there's Asteroid M.
Okay.
There was Asteroid M, but I think it's called New Avalon.
Right, and that's where the mutants are.
That's where the Acolytes are stationed, and that's where Exodus is.
Right,
and he's there, and they're basically this is in space.
Yeah.
So we're on New Avalon, and we're talking. We got Amelia here, who I think she's aware of this whole thing that Cortez is doing.
Yes.
And so she's kind of having these. These trepidations over all this.
Right, but she gets, pulled aside by some guards and pulled in front of Exodus.
Exodus.
And Exodus is like, dude, I know you know where Cortez is.
Yeah.
And she's like, I don't know anything. And he's like, bullshit, you do too. And she's like, oh, maybe I do kind of know that he left. He's not here right now. And so then Exodus pulls out what looks like...
A giant booger.
Yeah, or Gak.
Yeah. He pulls out Nickelodeon's GAC.
He does. He pulls out some Nickelodeon's GAC from the 90s. And it seems to have, like, a scorpion tail.
It's basically like an alien scorpion booger.
It's gross.
Monster. And he throws it on her chest.
It's the Marvel version of the Black Mercy.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
Kind of. But it doesn't, it doesn't, like,
is it the Black Mercy or is it the Black?
That was Black Mercy.
You talk about from the Justice League, right?
Yeah.
The Black something.
That was the Black Mercy.
I don't know.
I know this one doesn't give her, like, good thoughts.
It doesn't give her a dream. Basically,
sucks out all of her
blood. Basically, it just sucks all your blood, out, puts it back into poison, and then it's going to lay eggs in her and just
she's not going to die,
and she's going to fucking whatever. And basically, you know.
Yeah, the Black Mercy. That's what it's called.
Okay. I'm surprised I didn't think that was the name.
Sometimes I'm smart.
Yes.
Thank you for humoring me. Anyway.
So he puts his booger on her chest, and she's like, he's like basically telling her all the shit that's going to do to her, and she's like, you know.
Yeah, like apparently somehow you stay conscious while things eat their way out of you, which gross. I don't think that's a thing.
Well, it is in this book.
Yeah.
Yeah. So basically,
so yeah, while that's happening, it's like sucking the blood out of her. So then we cut back to Earth, where all of a sudden Magneto and his buddies are like under attack.
Well, they're under attack, yeah, because the Acolytes are like, "Hey, you take us to New Avalon," and they're like, "Well, no, we gotta go and like smash these fucking robots that are coming."
But I thought they were those robots from New Avalon. Am I confused?
No, this is the government.
Oh, I thought the... Okay.
This is the government robots, because they spotted them.
I see. Okay, so then they're going to, like, just fucking kill a bunch of robots. And they do.
Yeah, they fucking waste this fucking robot.
Yeah, Magneto's like, look at my amazing power! Oh! And, like, Cortez is like, oh, shit, he can harness that power.
Yeah, he's good. He knows what he's doing.
Which, you know, that's good.
Smash, smash.
I'm not really sure. Isn't, like, Cortez, like, running, like, a double game where he's like trying to help Magneto, but he's really trying to control him or whatever.
Well, yeah, he's trying to be. He wants to be the probably the leader of the Acolytes, and you right. know, Exodus is the guy in charge, and you know, there's unrest between them, and basically they're trying to use Magneto as a pawn. Mm-hmm. You know, in this case, because he's not you know who he is at fully yet.
Right.
So basically, yeah. So then, the goof. The you kill my brother goof.
Oh, yeah.
Gets, you know, he's out. He's the one that's on this robot.
Oh, yeah, this is what I didn't understand. So it was like, there's robots, but they're, like, men.
Well, there are men controlling these robots, but they told him to get out, and he didn't.
Right.
He just let everybody in there to get to fight, and they got fucking wasted.
Right.
And they're like.
And then, like, he takes a mutant hostage or something?
No, he takes a guy. Well, this kill my brother guy takes, like, some, monster baby.
It's a mutant.
Mutant baby hostage. And they're like...
And Grace Jones.
Grace Jones is pissed.
Yeah.
And...
I don't know what Grace Jones does in this book, but she's in it.
Yeah, she's in it. Yeah, there's a lot of people here that wear, like, these giant, like, headsets.
Yeah, these, like, weird, like, headpiece things.
Yeah, headpiece things. They got these weird armors, and, like, they all have... You know, mutant powers.
Yeah, but they don't seem to do anything with them.
But they don't do what I know. They don't
just,
do
like literally. They stand around, just wait for Magneto.
They just show up and they smash things.
Yeah, they like punch
or whatever. Because
not
like
that impressive.
Because their mutant powers themselves aren't particularly unique. Like some of them, I think have like, you know, one of like, this person has super strength. This person has super. You know, telepathy, and this person has telekinesis, and this person can do this and that.
Do they double up on powers?
They might.
Oh, shit. We'll discuss that later. Superman wouldn't be happy anyway.
Yeah, so Superman should just be like, meh.
We don't let that happen in DC. Fuck you, Superman. Yes, you do. Anyway, we'll discuss that later.
Damn it. But they managed to waste this guy. You know, holding this guy hostage, and they're like, hey, why don't you, like, can we just kill him?
Yeah.
And he's like, no, I'm Magneto, and I feel sympathy now. And they're like, you know, and everybody's kind of like, you know, that's not so cool, man.
Right.
Because you're Magneto, you're supposed to, like, not give a fuck.
But, like, when they, like, disarm this guy, he's pretty much dead at this point.
He's like, pretty much dead.
He's barely hanging on, but Magneto's like, no, I will, like, put him in, like, the sick bay of our place.
What do they do to him?
I don't know, because I feel like Magneto takes him because he's already, like, wounded. Right? So, like, he passes out. I think he just passes out because he's already been, like, shot, like, 900 times. And yeah. So then Magneto picks him up and takes him to the sick bay, even though everybody's like, we should just kill him right now.
I don't know where he really shows up. You don't really see this violence as to what exactly happens
to him. Right, because that's the thing. All I see is robots getting ripped apart, and then the next thing I see is that guy with a gun to a mutant's head.
Yeah, so, and he's bleeding.
And he's bleeding, and there's, like, really no explanation if maybe the guy was driving, like,
because they're yelling at him, stop it, whatever, and, you know, somehow... He just is like, you're proud of your hand, and he just passes out.
Yeah, he passes out. Instead of killing him, like everybody else thinks that Magneto should, Magneto's like, no. And he, like, brings him to, like, the sick bay, where Magneto just takes off his shirt.
Oh, yeah.
And just, like, hangs out with this dude with no shirt on.
Yeah. And for the record, for the rest of this book, I think he's shirtless.
Yeah, he pretty much is. Magneto does not put a shirt back on until, I think, like, the last
panel. He is Danzig.
He's dancing.
He never wears a shirt.
No. And so, like, Magneto...
He's my dad.
Yeah.
God rest my dad. You know,
he's rocking the Larry Merrick.
He's rocking the Larry Merrick. But...
So, yeah, he's like... And then this guy, like, regains consciousness and starts yelling at Magneto to, like, kill him. And Magneto's like, no. That's basically, like, the conflict here. It's like,
yeah, he's like,
kill me. He's like, no.
He's like, kill me. What the fuck? And he's like, as he's dying, he's like, hey, you know, we're all gonna die soon here. It's happening. Whatever.
Yeah, we've got missiles coming for you. So, LOL, you might as well kill me now.
He doesn't come right out and say it, but then, basically. Yeah.
He basically lets them know,
and then he plops.
And they dies. Yeah, he plops. It just plops. And Magneto's just like, oh, I'm glad I didn't wear a shirt for this.
It's like, I can't enjoy a good human death if I'm not wearing a shirt.
Yeah, and he, like, looks in this guy's wallet. He's got a picture of his family. And Magneto's just like, having
feels. I like his picture of his family because they all look like Jack McBrayer. it's not a detailed picture, but it's just like a hastily picked.
It's like Jack McBrayer from a distance.
It's like Jack McBrayer from a
distance. It's like if you. Oh, sorry.
You all right?
No. Sorry about that. So yeah, Magneto's like, oh, death. Like, he's just having a lot of feels.
He's like, wah, death.
Not wearing shirt, you guys. And then, like, so he just, like, wanders around. He goes to address the acolytes, not wearing a shirt.
Oh, no, don't wear a shirt. Fuck that. Yeah,
Grace Jones is like, why aren't you wearing a shirt?
How come nobody says that? He's like, acolytes are like, put on a shirt.
Yeah, and then this is...
We know you work out, bro.
Is this where they realize that a bomb is coming from them or whatever?
Let's just take a second here. Look how fucking big he is here.
It's ridiculous.
He is gassed.
Yeah.
He looks like fucking... The Hulk. Yeah, like John Cena. Actually, yeah. He looks bigger than John Cena.
He does. He looks like...
His head is tiny, though.
Well, that's what I mean. If you took an old He-Man action figure and you put an old G.I. Joe action figure head on top of that...
Oh, yeah.
That's what he looks like. He's got this tiny little pinhead and this is, like, massive body. So he kind of looks like Vince McMahon.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so they're just like, why are you all saying I'm a bitch?
You know. I mean, basically, that's what's going on.
And they're like, well, you know, this is, you know, and there's like, well,
they're fighting.
Basically. They're fighting, but then they also are like, hey, we heard this guy saying that everybody's going to die.
Yeah, what's going on with that?
What's up with that?
I don't want to die.
And then they're like, holy shit, there's fucking giant
missiles coming.
Missiles on the way here.
And Magneto's like, oh shit, they're locked onto my biosignature, so I'm going to fly into the air with like my insane, like, Fabio hair.
Oh, yeah.
No shirt.
I like this one here. He's like,
yeah. Give myself a double chin in this picture. That looks good. And then, like, he, I don't know, rips the metal out. He, like, rips, like, the elements.
So what he does is he takes
steel out of the earth. Well, like, the minerals that are in the actual earth.
Right.
So he rips them apart so he can create, like, a giant...
Basically a giant chasm.
Chasm, and then he throws all the missiles into the earth.
He throws them into the earth, and he flies down... He goes down to the earth. They follow him down there.
But then he, like, zooms back up before they can hit him, and then he closes the earth back up?
Yeah.
I don't know how that would work or if that would actually work.
No, because it totally shouldn't have.
Well, no, like...
But since he's Magneto and he's a master of magnetism,
yeah,
he could totally do that.
And then it goes rumble, rumble, rumble.
Basically, he gets these nuclear bombs to explode in the middle of the Earth.
Yeah.
And that totally is okay for everything.
Yeah, yeah.
On Earth, that's not going to mess anything up.
It didn't fuck anything up.
No, no, no. No, the Earth was fine.
Yeah. It's fine.
Don't you remember that time? Don't you guys, Marvel Universe, don't you remember that time when Magneto blew up the center of the Earth with missiles?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you guys were all like, yeah, pretty cool, bro.
Wasn't that like the plot of like one of those really stupid movies? Like,
yeah, The Core.
Yeah, The Core, where the core of the Earth had stopped spinning, which is not a thing.
Yeah, and they had
to like drop a bomb on it to start spinning again so none of us would die.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really a stupid movie.
Yeah, and then
with no basis in scientific fact, by the way.
Yeah, that was a fucking...
I never saw it. I was just like...
I've seen parts of it.
I remember seeing the previews that, like, the core stopped spinning, and I was like, that is not a thing! Like...
I was like, all right, whatever.
The core doesn't spin!
Somebody wrote it. Anyways,
and so, even if it did, that actually has no effect on us spinning in space.
Okay, yeah. Anyway. So there's also another, like, giant muscle shot of Magneto.
Oh, yeah, with, like, his tiny head. Like, very poorly rendered face, by the way.
Yeah, he just
like, very lovingly rendered muscles. Like, his face is, like, just, face looks like a smiley face. It's just, like, dot, dot, smile. And, like, but the rest of him is just, like, thighs.
He's getting, like...
Look at those thighs.
Bigger. Like, he's getting bigger every time.
He gets bigger every panel.
To the point where this is one panel here, so then on the next page here... It is literally, he's like, that Rob Liefeld painting.
Yeah, he's absolutely, picture of, yes, of Captain America.
Of Captain America, that's where exactly it's basically like giant muscle tit.
Yeah.
And then his head.
Yes, that's exactly what that picture is. Yeah, that's exactly what he's like. And he's just like standing there. And he's just,
you,
like,
know who he reminds me of? So there was a game, WWF game they put out back in, for King of the Ring.
Mm-hmm.
Back in like 94 or whatever. And... they didn't. This is before when they really took a lot of attention to really render guys.
Yeah.
And this game was like, you know, it was NES was on its way out and Game Boy or whatever. And they, all the guys look like this. Like, just imagine, like, so imagine like the Undertaker. So imagine the Undertaker dressed like the Undertaker, but like his body looked like that.
That's ridiculous.
And they punched and they were like, you know, they didn't even really actually have fists. They just had like kind of like hands and they punched and like, like straight. Like, it just looked awful. I'll just show it to you.
Okay.
But like, yeah, they all look like Magneto here.
Yeah. So they decide they're going to go somewhere. Like, do they go to New Avalon? Is that what they're doing right here?
Yeah, they're going to go to New Avalon.
Yeah, so again, here's Magneto pulls all the metal out of the Earth.
It makes a ship.
And literally makes it into an SR-71. It has lights and engines and all that shit, but it was
and
just...
windows.
And windows! Like, he manufactured windows, pulling, like, the elements out of the ground and melting them, and then he created that. I don't think Magneto has that ability.
So he can just imagine, like, ships?
No, he can't.
Like, working ships?
No. No, he can't. He can control metal, but he can't do that.
Yes.
Like, he manufactured an engine with working parts using nothing but, like, his powers, and it took him about 6 seconds.
Yes.
I don't think that's a thing.
And then I guess he's making... Okay, so...
I don't know, he has no face in that panel.
Where?
Right, that one right there. He put a shirt back on, though.
Oh, thank God. Thanks for putting
wearing
a shirt. So here's the thing. So now they're going to New Avalon, but they're making a pit stop.
Yeah. Somewhere.
Somewhere to...
Oh, they're going to, like, give that guy's family back, like, his body or, like,
is that what they're doing?
I think that's what he's doing.
Because he's looking at the picture.
Because he's looking at the picture of the Jack McBrayers.
Which one of the kids, now they have mustaches. But either one was got, like, a weird goatee.
Oh, yeah, totally, yeah. Jack McBrayer with
looks like
hair.
Tank Abbott. You know, and it's like, bro.
Yeah, he's like, I gotta make this right.
It's like, whatever.
Yeah. And so he's gonna do that, but then we're back on New Avalon, and I don't know.
So I have a question here.
Yes.
Did he suck? Did he, like, ruin this girl?
With his
alien booger monster?
I don't know, because isn't he holding his alien booger monster in that panel?
Oh, okay, he's holding it.
So, but then she's laying here. And then she's, like, dying because she's supposed to have all these egg things in it. And then he, like, I guess she gave him information.
Because she basically spit, y'all. She basically, you know, ratted on him.
Right. So even though she's, like, still has, I'm assuming still has eggs living inside of her and eating her way out.
Yeah.
He kills the booger monster, but shouldn't she die?
Well, she should be not even, like, get up able to do anything because they're saying that she's dying.
Right. But apparently, like, he saves her or something.
They're implying that she's dying.
But then they imply that she's alive now.
Whatever.
I don't know. He squishes the booger monster. The end.
The end. Booger monster!
Yeah.
All right. Would you read the next issue of this book?
No.
Yeah, I probably
would. Fuck this book. I don't know why I bought it in the first place.
You bought it for the listeners.
Sorry, listeners.
Did you ever watch this show? Millennium?
I think I watched the first episode, but I was not a fan of it.
Creator of the X-Files.
Yep. Yeah.
Chris Carter.
He did. He created that. And actually, the guy who was the lead in this show ended up showing up on the X-Files when Millennium got canceled.
As the character?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He showed up, and there was like a kind of a tie-in thing that they did.
Oh, what about that?
Yeah.
Oh, too bad.
Munch was also on the X-Files, if you didn't know that.
As Munch?
As Munch, yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, Rick's saying, yeah, what if Richard Belzer could show up?
Yeah, no, but he was as Munch, who is apparently the only character who has appeared as character in three different television shows.
As in Homicide and...
Yep, and then SVU, but that he was also on the X-Files as Munch, which is a weird thing.
I'm disappointed that Jesse Ventura didn't show up as Jesse Ventura.
No, but he showed up as one of the Men in Black.
Right, but, you know, I would have rather him just be like, just show up as, like, Jesse Ventura. It's like, let me tell you something, McMahon!
No, but he basically sounded like he sounds now, and he's like, oh, the planet Venus casts fog and blah, blah, blah. It was a weird... I can't wait for it to come back.
Oh, man. Anyways, the most exciting thing about this book is the ad on the back.
Yeah.
About a show that is not The X-Files.
Anyways, should be the X-Files.
Yeah, I want to read this next issue either. Anyways, okay. So that's Magneto number 2 from December 1996. All right, we're back here on Worst Collection Ever here on Sideshow Network. We are here with our second book for the week. We are going to do Justice League of America.
Woo.
Giant Justice League of America. Big.
America.
Double length spectacular, starring the world's greatest superheroes. On the cover, it is Red Tornado getting fucked up.
Because that's what happens to Red Tornado.
He is. There's Wonder Woman and Superman and Batman mm-hmm. jumping in as the robot who we come to know as the Construct, who has great abs.
Mm, yes.
Is.
Robots always have great
lasering ass. Red Tornado, and poor Red Tornado's, like, his chest is exploding. And then his eyes and his ears and his... Yeah, his eyes and ears are shooting out.
Yeah, I don't
He is... It sucks.
It's just, you know, Red Tornado just never... He just has a hard time.
Yes.
Like, every time I read about him, he just has a hard time.
And Wonder Woman saying, he brought the Red Tornado back to life only to kill him again.
Of course.
Because this is what you do to Red Tornado all
yes.
the time.
Yes.
All right. And so the episode, it's called, the story's called Intermission.
Inner.
That's what I said.
I thought you said inter.
Inner.
Inner.
Intermission.
Yes.
Thanks for a thing to say that I can't say.
Yes.
This is when the Justice League had a bunch of fuckos in it. You had your uges.
Is that what we're calling them now? Just the uges.
You had your soups, your bats, your wonder woe. then you had your green arrow, black canary,
and Hawkman.
Hawkman. The Atom. And
that was fucking worthless. Adam. Sorry. sorry, continue. Oh.
And Phantom Stranger is also
on this. Phantom Stranger for some reason.
Well, he's just there. Because in the previous issue, probably at the last panel, I don't have this, but he came, Red Tornado is standing there, and they're all like, he's all like, they're all like, Red Tornado, and he's like, hey, I'm back, and I opened the doorway to death so Superman, Hawkman, and they could return. Or Phantom Stranger did it. Phantom Stranger basically bailed their asses out, and or something happened, so Red Tornado is back, and he's like,
he was
live.
Dead.
Yeah, he was dead. Like, he was dead.
Dead.
And they're like, hey, so, like, we thought you were dead and gone forever. And, like, for some reason, like, Ollie decides to call him Red Tomato.
Yeah, I don't know what's
wrong. Also, Hawkwoman is there, too. We should probably mention that.
Yes, Hawkwoman is there. So they're like, Red Tornado, are you back? And he's like, yeah, it's me. I'm back.
And they're like, well, we saw you blown to bits fighting Necron. He's like, no, it's me. I know it seems weird that I get blown up all the time, but
it's just my thing, guys. It's just how I do.
It's what I do. And then like,
and then Superman just is like, I'm a dick. And I'm going to make sure everybody here knows that I am a dick. And so he proceeds to just grill the fuck out of Red Tornado.
Because what happened was, like, basically Red Tornado was created by T.O. Morrow to destroy them. And he...
Superman wants to know, like, how do we know you're not evil?
Well, you've been gone for months. How do we know you're not, like, evil as fuck? And he's like, look...
just not, Superman.
My mind's not clear, but I'm back. I'm for real. You can believe me. And so... he's like, go ahead and test me. And so basically Superman's like, well, fine, here's, he starts playing like, who wants to be a millionaire with him?
Yeah. Unfortunately, does not let him call anybody for, like, lifelines or, like, ask a friend.
So then, so it's actually,
he doesn't get any of that.
That's what I love here is that Superman just standing in wherever they're standing just says, well, T.O. Mauro's not anywhere else on Earth because I looked over the whole Earth.
That doesn't make any fucking sense. Because I realize Superman has supervision, but there has to be, like, limits to the distance.
Yes!
There has to be. Like, he can't just be like, I can see, I can see, like, I'm standing here, and I'm looking, and I can literally see my own back. Like, because it just, like, loops around, like, is that?
He's like, look at my ass!
He's like, my ass looks good in this cape.
Well, it's funny because he's doing that, and he goes, well, he could be behind a lead door. he could be standing behind a number two pencil. It could be a thing.
That's probably what's happening. Is T.O. Morrow's just like, oh, I'm standing behind this lead door.
But I mean, you mean to tell me that he's looking through the entire fucking Earth?
No, that's what I'm saying. It has to have, there has to be some limit to this supervision. It's not like I can see literally all the way around and loop it around.
I can see my I can see everyone's house from here.
And my own back. I can see us standing here because my vision just is that great. Like,
my eyeballs went around the Earth.
It doesn't, that literally makes no sense. It cannot happen. So there has to be some limit. Like, I can only see 5 miles.
Does that mean that Superman could just literally just look into, like, anybody's window while they're changing and just fucking perv out?
He does. I'm certain, I mean, the idea that Superman doesn't just, like, sit there and, like, x-ray, like, through walls and watch people in their showers? Like, he has to do that, right? That must be, like, his TV.
He's like, time for me flicks.
Yeah, he's like, I wish I could get TiVo on this. But then he's just like...
What he does, he probably hears people fucking, and then he looks across the world to find out where they're fucking, and then looks to their bedroom and looks at them fucking. And they're like, and then the couple's like, hey, I think Superman's watching us fuck.
So do you think, like, like, anytime Superman's, like, looking off in the distance, like, in that panel, he's just looking for people who are fucking?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Superman is watching you fuck all the time.
Because he's a pervert, and apparently he has, like, no limits to how far his vision
goes. Like, anytime he's just standing on a mountain, just looking somewhere, somebody just walks up and is like, hey, you watching somebody fucking?
Do you think he has, like, favorites? Like, if he, like...
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's, like, a way for him to almost, like... save it, like, on a tab, like, if you had, like, a playlist on, like, XTube or something, like, wouldn't it be the same thing for fucking Superman? He's just like, oh, yeah, these people. Favorite.
Well, no, he has to remember, he's got Batman on there.
Well, of course he's got Batman.
You know he's watching.
He watches Batman take a shower.
Yeah.
I guarantee you he watches it. Every single time he's just like, yeah.
I like how nobody else is here.
Get soapy.
You missed a spot.
I'll help you, Bruce.
It's like, because
it would be so much better if Batman v Superman was just, they decided to be gay. It'd be so much more interesting.
Our listeners.
Do you bleed red?
I hit you with my car.
I hit you with my car.
Our listeners must be completely fed up with us.
They must hate us. I just can't. They must be like, what is wrong with these people?
Will they stop talking about Superman?
No.
And Batman fucking?
No. No, actually. No.
Anyways. So basically, you know, they're like, hey, you know, maybe we should,
Oh, yeah. Maybe we, like, I don't know exactly what happens here. I forget. So, like, Batman starts yelling at Perfect Stranger, or the Perfect Stranger. Yes, this is Perfect Stranger.
Batman starts yelling at Balky.
He's just yelling at Balky.
Actually, that would be great if it was, I would prefer Batman, Brave and the Bold, a special appearance from Perfect Stranger.
Yeah, it's a crossover.
Batman starts yelling Perfect Strangers by Deep Purple.
So he's yelling at Phantom Stranger.
But they're all like, so Hawkman's like, dude, chill out. And he's like, I'm just trying to do my job, bro.
Yeah. Oh, what? Hawkman says that's Superman.
So Superman, and then...
Superman's really being an asshole to Red Tornado.
Yeah, which I mean, as we pointed out before, he can give two fucks about Red Tornado.
Well, Superman is a dick to robots.
Yes.
As I have seen with many of the older issues that I have, anytime there's a robot, Superman will rip it apart.
Yeah, yeah.
That always happens. I think he is a racist towards robots.
Uh-huh.
I mean.
Yeah, he's a raging robo-racist.
He is. He's bigoted towards robots. He's a... What is it? Ribic? No.
Ribbit?
No.
He's a...
Not a bigot. A ribbit?
Robit?
No, I don't know.
He's a rope.
He is a robo-racist. Let's just go with that.
Superman robo-racist. That's going to be the name of this episode.
Superman robo-racist?
Yeah.
I'm fine with it. Because he is. Anytime he sees a robot, he's like, oh, fuck that fucking robot. And he literally kills them for no reason.
He annihilates them.
After every single time.
He also doesn't care much for other aliens, but definitely robots.
Definitely robots.
Yeah, he hates
really other... hates robots.
So basically, like, Batman's yelling at Phantom Stranger because he's like, why don't you, like, look into his brain? Into, like, you know, Red Tornado's brain. He's like, sorry, he's a robot. I can't.
Yeah.
It's funny because he does it, and he just walks away.
Yeah.
Like, Phantom Stranger's such a... Phantom Stranger's just, like, he's got, like, Asperger's or something.
Well, Phantom Stranger, you can't really tell him what to do.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of the thing.
But he comes up and tells you what to do.
Right, but he's kind of like a mystical being.
Well, that's
sort
shit.
Of his whole thing.
Poor like shit.
Telling people what to do. But you don't get to tell him shit, because he could just fucking disappear. So anyway, they're yelling at Red Tornado. And then Superman's like, fine, I'm going to ask you some questions.
Mm-hmm.
You ready for this? I'm asking you fucking questions, man. How did this happen? And Red Tornado answers it. And he's like, go, correct. How did this happen? He's like this. He's like, okay, great. How was the JLA... Oh, what is the secret order of the JLA?
Yeah.
And so he says, oh, Martian Manhunter was under attack, and you mistook that for an alien invasion. And then Superman just, like, tries to... Like, he gets really mad, and he's like, that is correct, but nobody else knew that. You wouldn't have known that. Which, I don't know why you would have kept that a secret.
Right.
That's a stupid thing. But
as it does turns out... Red Tornado, it's not really him. So Superman was right.
So Superman's racism paid off.
Superman being a furious dick.
Hold on, there's a panel coming up that we have to talk
about. Oh, that's right. Did I take a picture of this problem?
I don't know, but you should.
I have to.
So Red Tornado takes off because he's like being possessed by like, I don't know, something.
He's being possessed by the construct.
By the construct.
Is this, you know, this robot.
So everybody starts fighting him. But this particular panel here where Red Tornado is, like, flying away and Superman goes, Great Moons of Krypton, he's whipping up a real tornado hard, even for me to get at him. And it looks like Superman is farting at Red Tornado. Like, his, like, leg is up and it kind of just looks like he's, like...
Like it's coming off his ass?
Yeah, it really does. He looks like he's, like, angrily farting at Red Tornado. He's like, I'll get you...
Yeah,
so then, I don't know, Hawkman and Hawkwoman, like, try to rip off Red Tornado's head. I'm assuming that's what they're doing here.
Well, what happened is, basically what happens is, like, his body, he's trying to use all this power
right.
to fuck up, you know, the Justice League. and the body, you know, he's overexerting it, so the construct is like basically basically leaves him.
Okay.
You know, yes. It just leaves the body.
Yeah, it's like, fuck it, this thing's gonna explode. But yeah, but Hawkman and Hawkwoman are still trying to rip his head off.
Well, they're trying. No, they're just they're trying to restrain him.
Oh, looks like
it looks, like, looks like it does look like they're trying to rip
like
his head off.
It looks like she's trying to rip his head off.
Yeah.
So finally, like Red Tornado just craps out.
Yeah, he craps out. He literally just goes.
Yeah. And so they just like put his and they're like, oh no, he's dead. That's too bad.
Like his form's no longer occupied. They're like, because the construct just leaves it, just basically goes.
Yeah.
You know, and they're like, but he's limp.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's limp. Poor Red, he can't, you know, it's funny because...
And Batman's like, you know who was controlling Red Tornado? Because Batman knows. And everybody's like, the construct!
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, yeah, we gotta, like, go get this guy.
Yeah, we should go, like, take care of the construct.
Yeah. So then they're like, oh,
It's funny because she mentions, like, they enter the construct and Wonder Woman's like, I'm gonna puke!
Well, because didn't he, like, try to take her over?
He goes,
but that's what I don't understand about this. Because, like...
They turned... Yeah, something happened where she turned against the JLA herself.
Right, the construct made her turn, but, like, he can only, like, possess machines.
Well, she's also made of clay, so maybe I don't know.
She's not a machine.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Okay. Because, I mean, if she was a machine, Superman would just punch her in the face all the time. And just, like, constantly, just, fuck you, robot! Sex bot!
I'm angry with Sexbot.
Sorry.
But this is where. Okay, so this is where.
So then it gets weird.
So this is. Yeah, it did get weird already.
Then it gets
fucking downright. Superman just gets downright indignant. Because then he's like. So Hawkman's like, hey.
Before we go get this construct.
We need, like, people.
Yeah.
So. Shira's here.
Let's make Hawk Girl a member of the Justice League.
Reasonable request.
Yeah, yeah.
And Superman's like,
no.
He's like, no. And he's like, they're like, why? He's like, you know the rule against duplicating powers. And, yeah. they're like, the fuck?
The fucking rule. Apparently there's a rule of the Justice League against duplicating powers, which if that were true, there would be no Justice League.
There shouldn't be no Justice League.
Because Superman can fly. He has super strength and eye lasers and whatever. So, like, Wonder Woman can fly and has super strength. Isn't that duplicating powers?
And fucking Green Arrow has lasers that come out of his fist. Superman's lasers come out of his eyes. Is that not the same power?
You mean Green Lantern?
Oh, Green Lantern.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he does. And he can, like, has lasers and shit. And, like...
Superman can run really fast. The Flash can run really fast.
Yeah, so why the hell is the Flash in the Justice League?
Yeah.
If no one's duplicating powers, Wonder Woman and Flash should not be in the Justice League. Green Lantern, it should just be Superman.
It should just be Superman and Batman, as they've always wanted it.
Well, yeah, pretty much, because Batman's...
And the Atom, because he's small.
Yeah, that's true. Neither one of them can get small. And they need, like, a stretchy guy.
Well, right.
Plastic Man, and that's it.
Right. But, I mean, but then that's... But,
that's
but,
it.
Right. And so, but they're like, well, no, this is how it is. It's a bucket of horseshit.
And not only that, but, like, how come Superman has the final say on, like, we don't want her in? Like, nobody else even gets to say, like, how about we vote?
Yeah, nobody says
anything. Superman's just like, this is my team. Fuck you. I hate robots and hawk ladies.
And, like, he's like, well...
I'm a racist and a sexist.
And then, like,
only
yeah.
towards robots and ladies with wings, though.
And then he's like...
I'm only sexist towards women with wings.
And Hawkman's like, well, you know what? Fine, we'll fucking leave. And he's like, don't threaten me. And it's like, you stop being a piece of shit.
Yeah, stop being an asshole, Superman.
You've been an asshole this entire... For
this whole issue, you've been an asshole.
From the minute you showed up, you have been a dickhole.
Yeah. And so they're like, oh, okay, well, the Hawkman's like, well, I'm staying with my wife, so peace. And so he leaves. And then, like, Phantom Stranger's like, you know what? I'm out, too.
You know, he goes...
Because Phantom Stranger's like, I don't really punch things.
No, he just goes, hey, can we, like, try to, like, fix stuff here before, you know,
oh,
we have to,
Phantom
like...
Stranger?
Yeah, Phantom Stranger. Oh. Phantom Stranger's like, hey, let's, you know, try to get to the root of this problem. And, like, and then for, and Green Arrow, for some reason, it's like, hey, who the fuck are you?
Yeah.
You know, and
Green,
he's like...
Green Arrow just needs to shut his stupid mouth.
He's like, I am a man. You always go, look, I am technically a member.
Right.
I've been, like, allowed to be here.
Yeah.
you know, in your group. And he's just like, you know, right? So then it's funny because they're like, well, you know, and Wonder Woman's like, but she's like, you know, but then like Hawkman's like, look, all right, you know what? You're right, Nana Stranger. Let's just get this shit done.
Yeah.
We'll worry about this later. And then so Wonder Woman's like, well, Hawkman go with me. And Superman's like, fine, Ollie and Diana come with me.
Yeah.
And Diana's like,
nope.
Well, why don't you suck a dick, Superman?
Yeah, she's like, we're not packing.
We don't come together.
Yeah, fuck you, Superman.
I'm like, I can do my own stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and she's like, he's like, I'm going with the Hawk people.
Yeah.
The people that you don't like.
Yeah, fuck you.
You racist winged, robot winged racist man. Why don't you hang out with your boyfriend Batman here? And my husband.
And Batman, of course, doesn't say anything because he doesn't want to upset Superman.
No, Batman
doesn't say a fucking word because he's like, you know what? I don't want us to fight about this we're supposed to go to Vermont this weekend. We have like a really nice thing and a bed and breakfast. I don't want to make that weird.
He's like, Batman just goes, I'll go with you, Superman. All right. I know what happens. He's going to get really cranky.
Yeah.
He's not going to want to eat the cake I'm going to make.
I know. Yeah, so, you know, I'm just not going to say anything.
Just stop watching me shower.
I'm just going to support him and his decisions.
Because support my man.
Even if I don't
stand by your man. Could that just be the theme song at the end?
For Batman v Superman?
Yeah.
Yeah, actually.
If the movie just ended with that song, I'd just be like, stand by your man. But it has to be the Wendy O. Williams version. I would stand up and applaud.
That's the only applause that movie's getting.
That's why everybody stood up and applauded. Remember when the story was that everybody got a standing ovation when they screened it?
Bullshit, it got a standing ovation. You know what probably happened? The seats were electrocuted and everybody jumped.
Everybody got up and went, oh god! And they're like, oh my god, this movie's a success. Great, let's get it out of here.
Yeah. Or you know what happened? Like Ben Affleck walked in the room and everybody's like, oh my god, we loved it so much. Oh my god, it was so great. Good job, Ben. Good job. And then he left and everybody's like, oh my god, what a piece of shit.
What a piece of shit.
Let's don't tell him though. We have to allow movie stars to live in their delusional bubble. They might like, I don't know, break or something if you tell them the truth.
Okay. So anyway, Batman's like, I'm going with my boy. Fan Stranger is like,
I'm out.
Because he literally goes, I have no use here.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, okay.
That's what I love about Fan Stranger. He shows up and he's like,
meh.
He's like, blah. And they're all like, oh, okay. And then he's like, all right, I'm good. And he's like,
I'm going to go to my wherever I live mystical land.
I'm going to go to Guy Gardner's bar and have a handful of fries.
That's right. So he leaves. And then they're like, okay, well, let's do it. But we have to do this right now. Even though we just spent like 4 pages arguing with each other. We can't, like, give Red Tornado a proper burial, so let's just
or take his body.
Or take his body.
Robot is lifeless. Okay, so...
Or zap him up to the tower, or have someone collect him who we're not using at the moment.
Because you can't just leave a lifeless, powerless android in the middle of whatever fucking forest they are.
In a fucking field somewhere, and they just leave him. And they leave his body, and they fly away. They're like, I hope it's still here when we come back.
They're like, all right, goodbye, peace. And then they fly away.
They're like, put a couple leaves on it. That'll hide it.
They just put a stick on it.
Like, should we drag it behind a bush so nobody else sees?
Hey, let's put some nudie magazines on this.
It's like hiding your car in Back to the Future where he just like hides it behind a sign. He's like, no one will see this.
It's like they're hiding it about as good as like in the Death Spa when a guy's trying to hide behind that chair. Which is, for all time purposes, not very well.
No. Oh my god. It's no.
I'm coughing a lot during this episode. Sorry, listeners. I'm getting over this cold and I'm dry, so I don't want you thinking that like I'm dying.
No death.
Well, no, because I don't want, because that's how Andy Kaufman died.
By doing a podcast?
Yes.
That's really sad.
You know, the story, according to Wikipedia, he went home for like Thanksgiving and then like his family was like, oh, he's coughing a lot. And then he died from lung cancer.
But didn't he really not die? Isn't that the whole thing with Andy Kaufman?
No, he's dead. He's totally dead. So, so I hope Billy thinks I'm dying.
No death.
It's just like, I'm really dry.
Yep. Well, drink water. You'll be fine. What?
Tonight on a special Sean the Podcast Man. Sean thinks he's going to die.
Wife is just like, meh.
His wife just goes, meh.
You're fine.
Rub some dirt on it.
I'm just putting you under, I'm going to hide you like Red Tornado.
Yeah, just put me under a bush.
Yeah.
Just put like a magazine on me.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
Anyways, okay, so they all leave. And as they're leaving, Red Tornado kind of like wiggles his finger. And you're like, oh, maybe he's alive.
Oh, he's moving. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay. So this is a great panel because like Superman like grabs both Batman and Green Arrow by the waist and just like flies them away.
He's like,
And they're both like, ah, like looking all weird because Superman's grabbing them.
Okay, but here's the thing: Superman turns. He's like, Bruce, why do you think everybody's being gotten so mule-headed lately? The pot calling the fucking kettle, man.
Right. Not only that, but like the idea of Superman being able to call Batman Bruce while in uniform, like in costume, is ridiculous.
Yeah.
So anyway, continue. But this is way back in the day.
So then they decide to go in the water.
Yeah, that is hilarious, by the way. So Superman has both of them, right? He's got both of them, one in one each arm.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, we need to go talk to our friend Aquaman for absolutely no fucking reason because he has nothing to do with this. So Superman like flies up and he like dives straight into the water. And it looks like he kills both Batman and
No, because what he does...
is I know what he does, but that's what it looks like is he kills both of them.
But I have a question.
By smashing their heads into the ground.
He's basically giving them like a fucking...
He wraps his cape around both of their heads and it gives them like an air bubble...
Which, bullshit.
Yeah, that doesn't work. It gives them like an air bubble thing?
How is that possible? Helmet? Like, is his cape made out of like rubber?
I have no idea.
Or like some sort of like balloon?
I don't know, but it gives them like air bubble helmets.
No, because they go down and then they get like air helmets from when they go down to hang out with Aquaman.
Oh, I thought that was from Superman.
But to get to Atlantis,
they like wrap
and so they don't drown. He wraps their fucking heads in his cape, and supposedly
they live.
They live.
Which okay.
Yeah, no. God damn it.
It doesn't make any sense.
So they go to find Aquaman.
He's hanging out with the Atom.
The Atom, and, you know, and they're like, hey, we need to...
We need a small guy.
We need a small guy.
We don't have your powers, so we need you to, like, come look at this computer or whatever. And the Atom, for some reason, I don't know why he's hanging out with Aquaman.
Yeah, I forgot what they're doing. I think they're doing some maintenance. He's doing some maintenance for Arthur.
I know, but he's like in a bubble.
Well, yeah, is he little?
No, because he's like, you know, he breathes. And then like, except then this happens where he opens up his bubble. And he like goes into Green Arrow's helmet. But for some reason he does not drown. Or, I don't know, explode from the pressure. I don't know. He somehow lives, but he shouldn't. And Green Arrow just looks pissed. He's like, what the fuck? Why did you jump into my helmet?
Because he can breathe inside of his helmet.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
and he can get small enough to go inside pass between the molecules.
Whatever.
Even though he looks
small enough to pass between the molecules of the water, aren't you too small to breathe the oxygen molecules that are there? Like, if you're, like, on that sort of a level?
I don't know. This is really weird.
Okay.
It's the thing. I don't understand the science of this.
There's no science. Someone tweeted Neil deGrasse Tyson and asked him how this works.
Could you please fact check this issue of...
molecules.
Of Justice League. Cause
yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it doesn't.
But basically they determined that the construct can exist in any machine, so...
And Wonder Woman.
They... Yeah, and Wonder Woman, apparently. And they're like, well, look, we gotta, like... What is their plan here? What, you don't care anymore?
No, I don't even know what their plan is. I'm just like, I don't even know what their plan is. I don't understand what's happening. What happens?
Well, anyways, they figured it out. I mean, really, that's all there is to say.
Well, they come up with a plan.
The construct is, like, watching them.
Yes.
And he's like...
And he's very dramatic. Very dramatic robot. Mm-hmm. He's, like, striking Shakespearean poses.
And he's, like, having, like, feels. He's actually having, like, angry feels.
Yes.
And he's like, is this like to be human?
Human!
And he's like, I'm pure power. I can't be machine or man.
Yeah. Which, that doesn't make any sense.
And then they go to the Superman and them go to the cafeteria.
No, that's not what happens. Is that what happens here? Oh, no. Okay, at Aquaman. I thought you meant the other cafeteria. There's another cafeteria mentioned later.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, anyway, so they go to the war room.
Yeah, of the Aquaman cafeteria.
Aquaman cafeteria war room, and they go in there to talk about what they're going to do.
Yeah.
And then, like, the Aquaman's guns and his Atlantis guns start blowing up the...
Because they've been taken over by the Construct.
Construct, yeah. Start blowing up shit. So, check this out.
What?
Did you realize they were in Vermont in the beginning?
No.
Well, they were.
Okay.
So Superman and Batman were probably coming back.
We're already in Vermont.
We're already there.
They were coming back from their little weekend getaway.
Mm-hmm.
They bought some really nice soaps.
Soaps?
Yeah. They were looking for a nice table to put under the window of their new place. Yeah, that's what was happening.
So Red Tornado, back in Vermont. Red Tornado finally gets up underneath his tree, and he's like, hey.
He's like, I'm alive!
I'm alive!
I'm not alive! And he, like, runs away. So then Wonder Woman goes to Themyscira, and Hawkman's there, but of course he can't touch the ground, so he just sort of, like, flaps above the ground. So he doesn't violate the no men on Themyscira rule, which you're still, like, hovering above the ground, so you're still violating it.
Like, you're pretty much there, dude.
You're there. And then he talks to, I don't know, Hawk Girl makes her feel better or something about Superman being a dick.
Yeah, you know, he's trying to help her out.
And of course, like, Hippolyta's like, oh my god, Black Canary, let me show you around. Isn't this a great place? Would you like to come live here in my coven of ladies? And, Black Canary's like, no, not right now, thanks. And then Wonder Woman is like, I have to go sit in this, like, really ugly chair that we have that's supposed to, like, do something to my brain.
Yeah, yeah. She's like, I'm going to keep all the defense shields.
Yeah, they're like, oh, but she's like, well, what happens if they spot you, Wonder Woman? She's like, well, we have all these defense shields that actually just look like Band-Aids that float in the sky.
They do.
Because the way they're drawn. Like, how is that a defense shield if there's a big fucking gap in between them?
It's a really bad defense shield.
They're terrible. They look like Band-Aids.
They need men to tell them what to do. They need a guy to come on the planet and be like, you know what the problem is that your defense shield looks like a Band-Aid. And there's, like, just a few over here. There's one over there. You need, like, big Band-Aid.
You know what they need to do? They need to give the Amazons access to the game Tetris, because then they will figure out how things put together. And they're like, oh, that's right, if we put a big gap here, it doesn't work. So I don't know, Wonder Woman tries to do her thing, and then I don't know what happens.
Yeah, she's trying to hold the Band-Aid together.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, in Vermont, Richard Tornado starts dancing and he falls down.
Yeah, he's having a
ball. We're having this, like, moment of him going deep,
and then Wonder Woman's like, oh, I remember, back on Themyscira. She's like, I remember. And Hippolyta is like, oh, I'm glad you remember. Hey, Black Canary, you sure you don't want to live here? You sure?
She's like, no, it's made out, it's covered in Band-Aids.
Yeah.
Why would I want to live here?
It's gross old Band-Aids up there. I don't know what's going on. So Wonder Woman's like,
so they realize that the Construct, this is like the third version of the Construct,
and he's the last of his kind, or whatever.
He's the last of his kind because even though the new one lacks the previous one's memories, their minds are exactly alike. Knowing one, you know all of them. So you need this is no. So you know how to destroy them forever.
Yeah.
Sure.
So then we're back in New York.
We're back in New York, and
I don't know where Green Arrow went.
I don't know, he's probably dead.
Batman looks like he's trying to grab Superman's butt.
He is, actually. He's like,
Superman and Batman is swinging around.
Swinging around, and then,
Like, really, where is Green Arrow?
He's right there.
Oh, he's just, he wasn't in any of these scenes where they're, like, you know, having bro time.
Yeah, no, they just, Yeah, they're not, yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, so everybody shows up, and Wonder Woman's like, I know how to destroy this guy. He's in the basement of the World Trade Center.
Oh, boy. That's right. I forgot about this.
Yeah. That's where there's a big computer, I guess.
Ugh.
Which I don't think that was a thing.
Yeah, they need to go downstairs in the basement where there's a giant fucking space computer from the 1960s.
Yeah, in the basement of the World Trade Center. And so they go in there, and the Atom's like, immediately finds that there's, like, because the guy's like, there's nothing, I don't know why you'd even be here. And the Atom is automatically like, what about these random wires?
What are these random wires I'm looking at?
That are like, going through another hole in the wall, and the guy's like, that shouldn't be there. And then Ollie, like, shoots his arrow at something, and, like, opens, like, a secret door.
Secret door, and basically it's like a science fiction hall of robots.
Yeah.
And the construct is there.
Yeah. And so now there's fighting.
And they all just jump on it.
Yeah, but unfortunately the construct has vacated its body. So he's not there. And they're like, oh, and then Red Tornado shows up again.
Yeah.
And Superman, who's like, fuck robots! Like, he's just really, really angry. He's gonna go burn a robot in somebody's lawn.
But Red Tornado...
He's racist towards robots. So, yeah. Then what happens?
And then Superman, well, no, it's funny because Superman's like, well, let's like.
Yeah, that's right. No, because Superman has to go to work.
Yeah.
Superman. So the construct is out there, right? So what happens? Superman's like, well, I can't continue superheroing because I have to go to work.
And then he tells everybody else to go home and eat a sandwich and take a nap.
And we'll meet up after I do the news.
Horseshit.
And then that's when Red Tornado shows up. And he's like, I can...
And Superman's like, fuck you, robot! And they're like, he's like, no, look, listen to me, god damn it!
Like, please listen, I know! And Superman's like, nah, I have to go do the news. So then, I don't know what happens.
So he's basically Red Tornado kind of explains that, like, you know, like how his life was extinguished when he was fighting Necron before, and that the energy, you know, that reactivated the circuits was by the construct, and he used me, and when he left, after he left my body, I got my strength back, because, like, you know, as an android, I could never die.
Yeah, because I'm an android.
And they're like, you know, and then the Atom's like, you know, they're like, well, Atom, why don't you do something, and...
What? I don't understand what happened.
They're just basically yelling at the... They're like about to take
Red Tornado down because they keep lying. They're like, you lied last time. We can't believe you now.
He's like, look, I came back to life for the third fucking time. How come you don't believe me? I'm here. I'm not going to mess with you.
Yeah. And then he says something.
Yeah.
Where, I don't know what he says.
Actually, I don't know what the hell Aquaman says. He goes, do not play your burlesques with my wife.
I don't know what that means.
Does he mean by he's playing, like, many DVDs of burlesque on TVs? Yes. And he's like, stop playing burlesques!
It's just, like, all in his, like, his eyes have become TV screens, and it's just burlesque.
It's like, don't show your wife...
and Christina Aguilera.
Don't show your wife this movie.
Please stop showing my wife all these burlesques. This movie is stupid. It's about air rights, which it is. So
that's right. It was.
It was. Remember that?
It was kind of like a zone. It was a zoning movie.
It was a zoning issue movie.
Actually, the plot of Burlesque
is a lot like plot of Superman.
Superman Returns.
Yes. It's all about.
This is not.
It's not a joke.
A joke. This is not a jump. Watch both movies. And it's about land.
It is. It's about
land. It's about real estate.
It is. It always is. So, like, once he, I don't know, once he shows burlesque to Hawk Girl, she's like, oh, it's really him. And then Wonder Woman and Hawk Girl and Black Canary and everybody hug Red Tornado because they're so happy to watch burlesque, I guess.
Look, we're going to watch burlesque!
They're like, yay, look at Cher. Her face doesn't move. It's great.
I feel like I've seen this picture of them hugging Red Tornado, like, a lot.
Yeah. They call him Reddy.
Reddy!
And Superman's already left, by the way, because didn't he have to, like, go to work?
He went to do. Yeah, he went to work.
Well, didn't Batman and Green Arrow go with him because they're going to go to the cafeteria?
Where do they say cafeteria?
They like, see, all the, these four leave. So Superman, Aquaman, Green Arrow, and Batman all leave.
Oh, no, wait. Here it is. He's like, look, we got to take care of the construct. And he's like, well, look, I'll leave. Come on, boys. Superman, come on, Superman's like, come on, Batman, Aquaman, and Green Arrow. I'll buy you lunch.
Yes.
This is it.
So they leave. And they're like, all right. And so they go. But anyway. And the girls figure out Red Tornado's real.
He's for real.
And then they decide to do something.
They give him a hand job.
I guess.
And Jesus Christ. Wait, oh, no, that's right. They go to... Oh, wait. Okay. Okay. Actually, this is where the other cafeteria is.
Yeah, I told you.
So they find WGBS, where Superman's doing his job.
Yeah.
And they're like... Wonder Woman's like, holy shit, that's where Superman is. And he's taking the others there, and he's got them to the cafeteria. Which, yeah. What I'm imagining is all of them with little trays, like when you go to Casa Bonita, but dressed as, like, in their outfits.
Yeah. They're so kind of
like... It's like, hey, can I get... So Batman's like,
Jello.
Jello. There's, like, there's a woman with a hair nut. She's like, glop.
I would like the Salisbury steak, please.
What is that, fettuccine? You know, is that creamed corn? It was not supposed to be creamed. Well, it looks pretty good.
They make really good cornbread here.
Can I get the, do you have a vegetarian option? Do you have, like, the salad? Can I have the julienne salad?
Do you have any, like, smart health options for people who are, like, looking for to keep
the calories low? Can I get a bag of chips?
Baked Lays?
Do you have baked Lays?
But, like, I don't understand. He's like, come on, guys. I'm going to take you to my workplace and buy you lunch. Like... Superman rolls in with Batman and the rest, and then...
And here's the thing, he probably doesn't even have to pay for lunch.
Yeah, but then, like, Clark Kent shows up too, like...
I like how he thinks that Batman can't afford a meal.
I don't know, maybe Superman just really wants to be a nice guy after he's been such a racist this whole time.
But he should take Red Tornado to lunch.
Well, he hates Red Tornado.
Well, he should take Hawkman to lunch.
Fuck Hawkman, he has wings.
Well, then he's not being really nice to anybody.
He's being nice to Batman.
Yeah.
Green Arrow and Aquaman, because I don't know, maybe they talked about a foursome. Maybe that's Superman and Batman were like...
Sexy superhero rhombus?
Yeah, they were like, you know what? This is something I want to happen. This, you know, let's see if we can create this experience for the two of us. And they're like, okay.
Yeah.
But anyway, so like... They haven't even been able to get their food because the construct has decided to make all the equipment in the station go crazy.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah, for some reason, it, like, has also infected everybody in the station, including Superman and Batman. So, wait, so...
I
have a question here.
Yeah.
So, Superman shows up to work.
In his uniform.
And then Clark...
With his fucking friends.
And then Clark Kent has to go on the air.
Yes. But nobody knows that Clark Kent and Superman are the same person.
Okay, that's bullshit.
Right, because, but somehow the construct has taken over the minds of Superman, Aquaman, all them. I don't know how, because he only controls robots.
Well, he's control... I don't know, maybe he's using, like, some sort of waves.
Whatever.
It's horseshit.
It is horseshit. Don't bite me.
And so anyway, so he's about to take over stuff, and Red Tornado's like,
no.
No, don't. And he's like, you, Android, fuck you. And then he's like, I'll overwhelm your circuits with juice. Mm-hmm. And,
Oh, yeah, but he can't, isn't it like he can't make Red Tornado do anything anymore because, like, Red Tornado can now, like, resist him or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he just basically...
He's gonna fall.
Overloads with power, you know, through Red Tornado, and it just blew up the
construct.
The construct circuitry.
Yeah.
And yeah. And then he just basically overloads himself.
Yeah.
Man, and this is kind of a long slosh to get through here.
Yeah.
Because now we're finally at the end where basically they go...
And they're all in the studio and they're just like, oh, well, where's Clark Kent to do the news?
Yeah, nobody goes, where's Clark Kent to do the news?
Doesn't he need to fucking be in makeup? Nope.
He's not even here. Superman's here. He looks kind of like Clark Kent. Maybe he wants to do the news.
Give him some glasses, throw him on TV.
Nobody will ever know.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm Clark Kent, it's Snicker. Teehee.
So dumb. So fucking dumb.
Okay. Anyways, so as it ends, they go, you know, Red, Black, and Ray's like, I think we should have an election.
Yeah, finally, somebody's like, hey, Superman, you don't get to be the deciding person in this little team of ours. We get to decide if we want, you know, Hawkwoman on our team.
Yeah.
The end.
The end.
Red Tornado's alive.
Which is alive, hey, hooray.
He didn't get any body parts ripped off of him this whole time.
No, he came off pretty good here.
So what number was that again?
So that was, Justice League of America, number 146, from a date, and I can't see, because my fucking computer, come on, it's all for time.
So, how do you guys feel about politics? They're things. Oh, we saw The Hateful Eight the other day.
Yeah, that was rad.
That was a thing that happened. There was a lot of blood in it. It was fun.
Yeah.
So that was a thing. And then, so I like cats a lot. And I like corgis. I actually am hoping to continue to see corgis.
I don't remember what number we were using here. 146.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. Do you have any problems? What the hell? What did you do to it?
I don't know.
Ugh. So, like, I have this thing called Corgi Watch that I go on.
Do you know the Corgi comic book?
Oh.
I don't know, but I know Meltdown Comics had it.
Cute.
And
but I like, look for corgis when I'm out in the world.
If you have any pictures of corgis and you like listening to the show, send them to Jen.
Yeah, tweet them at me. I like
tweet them at. Tweet them to Jen. Anyways, okay, so it's Justice League of America number 146 from September 1977.
Yeah.
That was the issue. Would you read the next issue?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, I would too.
Yeah, I love all these
bullshit. I probably own it.
I'm sure you do. Or one of us does.
It's there somewhere.
It's there. I buy all these fucking stupid Justice League ones too, so...
Plus, Red Tornado's back, so I'm excited for that.
Yay, Red Tornado. He didn't get his arm ripped off.
Yay. Well, that's it for this week.
Yep.
We're going to be back next week with more goodness. Thank you for listening. You can find us on Twitter. I'm at Angry Hero Sean, S-H-A-W-N. On Instagram as well, at Angry Hero Sean, and my Tumblr, theangryhero.tumblr.com.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram, jenstansfield.tumblr.com, jenstansfield.wordpress.com.
And also check out SideshowNetwork.tv and Sideshow Network on Twitter and on Tumblr. We're also on there as well. And please rate, subscribe, tell a friend, leave a review on iTunes and wherever you're, if you can, on any of your preferred options for listening, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and wherever else. We really appreciate it. All right, folks, we will see you again next week.
Bye.